Once again, thank you for joining the Coin Scoop, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, back at you again with another review.
We're going to talk about Munchie today.
Munchie. That's right.
Chris, what are the, it's M-U-N-C-H-E-E. What stage are they at now with that, Chris?
Well, in 11 days, the ICO will begin. And this project here shows themselves to be a decentralized, blockchain-based food review social media platform.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Actually, I gotta be honest with you, right off the bat, it's not very interesting to me. Just because you know me, I mean, the only time I really even got into social media was when we started the Coin Scoop. And it's just to pretty much build. But personally, I mean, even though now I'm eventually going to end up coming out maybe with my personal Instagram and YouTube channel, you know, you have yours also. Time to plug Chris's channel, Chris Crypto, CHRI5CRYPT0.
That's right.
Right off the bat, I probably just, you telling me that, me being a third person outside of this conversation, I probably would just not even bother watching. It's just because I'm not interested, unless there was a lot of money involved.
But you know what's cool with this one, though, that the only thing I do like about this, I mean, there's definitely hardcore reviewers out there that are gonna love a platform like this, mm-hmm. right? So they could sit there and post their reviews. And I skimmed through the white paper really quick. It seems to be that the reviewers will be rewarded these MUN tokens, mm-hmm. okay, which they can use as it says here, where was it? Okay, it says here that they'll be used as you can either use it as money, right, on an exchange, I guess, if they are being sold on an exchange, or you could use it as, hold on, let me get the exact thing.
So technically, it's going to be an app.
It's going to be an app, right? But if you leave... Hold on.
It's going to be only a matter of time before this market is flooded with apps like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But like I said before, this... Okay, so it says that they're going to be targeting cryptocurrency exchanges. And if, I guess...
Where are you reading this?
In the white paper. Token issuance plans, participation...
What page are we on?
17.
Okay. Token issuance plan terms and participation. Munchie is issuing an open source cryptographic token named Munchie Token. The Munchie Token, which will have other uses, besides being a cryptocurrency, is of fixed supply. So there is a finite amount. Am I correct in saying so?
Yes. It seems to be, I think there's going to be 500 million Munchie tokens in total.
Okay.
But like I mentioned before, the cool thing about this platform off the bat, without me even dissecting the white paper or going too deep into it, is that they actually have a working app right now. They have a working app, can be downloaded on the Apple Store. Soon to be released on the Google Play Store. And I thought that piqued my interest, because a lot of these things don't even have any working products. So that in itself is a very cool thing. I guess what they're doing with that now is they're kind of building the community up now, which is excellent. This way, once the token incentive gets introduced into the app, then the possibilities are limitless at that point. So I thought that was pretty cool. They have something working already, which a lot of these projects don't.
And speaking of that, I actually have the app downloaded on my phone. Let's check it out. So you log into Munchie. This is the page that it lands you on. So it automatically lands you right into the feed where everybody, or the, I guess you could say, explore page, because it's laid out almost exactly like Instagram, where you have your home button, your search, which gives you everything nearby, I guess your favorites, which is the most loved, and then the different categories of foods and drinks. Your camera, so you could take a picture of, you know, your current meal. You can set notifications, and it has your the page where you actually post, so your personal actual timeline, where it has your posts, collections, following, and followers, which is pretty cool. And also you can filter. It has a filter on the top right part of the screen where you can either set up with your most loved, the nearest to you, and by price. And also by categories, which is pretty cool. Oops. And I mean, these pictures are, everybody's based in California that's using this now, so I'm pretty sure this is just, is this thing up? Is it like legit running right now? Because everybody seems to just be in California, and these pictures look very professional. I don't think these were taken with a cell phone.
I mean, is this, if the app is
really active right now?
I'm not sure. It should be, yeah, because the app is available, right? So it should be. It should be, because the app is available. It's up and running. So it probably just needs more adoption at this point, you know? And like I was mentioning before, it's going to usher in a whole new crowd of people into the crypto world, right? Because people that just love doing food reviews and writing and taking pictures and doing Instagram. Like, imagine this turns out to be the Instagram of food reviews, right? Of foodies, for foodies, right? But the incentive now is you bring cryptocurrency in it. Just imagine Instagram having a token incentive program. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely would be. So how much is this going for? Did we go over that already?
There's no prices. There's no prices that
no
I
prices
see.
Yet. And when is it that it's going live now?
That's going to be in about 11 days.
11 days. So they don't say it's 11 days away. Don't miss the 15% discount and 5% referral bonus. Let's go back to the home page.
Okay, so right here. I'll read it right here. There will be two sale periods for the Munchie token.
Where are you? Okay? So we can follow along.
I'm on page 19 of the white paper.
Okay. Shoot.
Now read it. Read the plan.
Starting where Munchie will offer a 5% referral bonus?
No. Go to page 18. Plan.
There will be two sale periods for MUN token, which comprise our token generation event, which are the token pre-sale and the main sale. The first period is the token pre-sale, which will begin on October 31st, 2017. During this period, the first 25% of sold tokens will be offered at a discount of 15%. Individuals can purchase tokens at an exchange rate of 1 Ether to 5,294.18 months, which represents 15% discount on the launch exchange rate of 1 Ether to 4,500 months. Gotcha. The second 25% of sold tokens will be offered at discounted price of 10%. The exchange rate will be 1 Ether, 1 Ether equaling 4,950 MUNs, which represents a 10% discount and so on. All right, so they explain that the MUN token sale will begin on November 8th or when the hard cap for the pre-sale period is met. Okay. The main event will run for a period of 31 days or end when we reach our hard cap. Okay.
Okay. So,
and it's capped at 225 million. There are 500 million
the
authorized.
Tokens.
Yeah.
That's right. The token sale will be capped at 225 million. So my prediction on this and my feelings for this particular project, along with the other two that we reviewed, is I'm going to give myself a thumbs down for the ICO, but a thumbs up for when the actual product is up and running, like even maybe right now, I'll sit there and I'll use it, and I'll see, you know, I'll see if I can earn some Munchie tokens eventually. But again, as far as putting in Ether or token or Bitcoin into these ICOs, the ones that we reviewed so far, thumbs down and thumbs up, for I will be using the platform once it's usable, and I'll be earning the tokens instead of buying them.
So you're not going to invest, but you would use it.
That's correct. I will use it.
I guess I would take that route. I was at an all around thumbs down. It really didn't tickle my pickle. But yeah, I would say I would use it. But then again, I mean, I would probably end up getting bored of it. Who knows? Unless, listen, if it's some type, if it's, you know, a nice amount of coin coming in, for lack of better terms, then yeah, I'd probably end up making it just a little, you know, side gig to make extra. Yeah. But
if you could get a few bucks off of your reviews, if you could get a few bucks off of your reviews and your picture being uploaded to this platform, then why not? You know, it's a few bucks, so
that we'll could see. Be a way. We'll see when it actually comes out to being usable like that. We'll see how much it. I'm pretty sure things always change. But listen, as we always say, what may not work for us may work for you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, as always. Peace out, Kryptonians.